25.
Russians have a deep love for their own language and carry large chunks of memorized poetry in their heads, while Italian politicians tend to elaborate speech that would seem old-fashioned to most English speakers.
26.
Mr. McWhorter acknowledges that formal language is not strictly necessary and proposes no radical education reforms. He is really grieving over the loss of something beautiful, more than useful.